This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Sorry, Jalen Reed. Man, I've been good. Ben, I've been good. That was like seven straight shows I hadn't stepped on. Let's do it. At the end of the intro there.
Let's do it.
There you go. There you go. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday to all of you. Hope you're having a great morning. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate that. That ding is Seth C. Payne right there. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. How are you this morning, my friend? How you
I'm doing? Good. I'm good. I'm trying not to think about my love-hate relationship with that ballpark in Tampa.
I hate it.
I felt real after Paredes hit a home run early on. I thought, hey, I love this ballpark. And then later on in the game, as all these balls are just wafting of the ballpark on Hunter Brown, you realize, oh, and all the stat cast of like, oh, this wouldn't be a home run. And
yeah.
Anywhere in the universe other than right here, right now. Yeah.
Yeah, that the Paredes home runs at least are legit. You know, like they at least like the ones at least the two he hit yesterday. I know he hit one, you know, before that was just barely tucked in on the left field. At least the two he hit yesterday was like, all right, that would have been gone in, to your point, you know, several ballparks. That one, the one that I think was the final one that Hunter Brown, for those that didn't get to watch yesterday afternoon, Hunter Brown lost. It was his shortest outing of the year. It was statistically his worst outing of the year. Gave up a couple runs in the first, kind of steadied things, and then in the fifth inning, gave up some home runs. And that home run by Brandon Lowe, the one that off the bat, it looked like a pop-up. Like on the regular feed from behind the pitcher, you're like, all right, well, that's a little can of corn to right field right there. And even Todd Callis and Jeff Blum on the game, they're like, oh, there's a fly ball to right field. And I forget if it was Jake or whoever going back to the fence. Like, wow, he's going back. He's continuing to go back. And,
yeah.
Oh, well, that just landed in the stands right there. And at that point, I was like, let's get the hell out of here. Let's go home.
So on that home run, not to get overly nerdy here, but it had a 47-degree launch angle. So just typically for a home run, ideally you're somewhere around 25 to 30 degrees. So it was a pop-up. It was the only home run in Major League Baseball this year that was a home with a 47-degree launch angle. It was a pop-up.
Oh, was it really? It's the only one? Okay, I didn't realize it was that. That was it. That was that big an outlier. Okay, how about this for a stat on that home run? 320 feet, which that happens. You know, home runs land in the first row somewhat frequently. Do you see this? An expected batting average on that home run of 0.10.
Yeah.
Not 100. A batting average of 10. Yeah.
Yeah, Rays pitchers are dealing with the same dynamic. The Rays pitchers are just lucky enough to be going up against one of the worst home run hitting teams in America.
That's fair.
As a baseball writer would put it, when the Astros awoke yesterday, there were six teams that had produced fewer home runs than them. What are you telling me? Okay, they're seventh in home runs total. Yeah, seventh worst.
And they awoke with that yesterday.
They awoke with that, yeah. Okay. So I don't know
that was still the dynamic while they were sleeping, too, right? Like, them waking up didn't.
There's something about saying they awoke with it that makes sports writers feel like they're.
They give them tingling
Hemingways somehow or something.
Yeah, like,
they're sprinkling extra sugar on this prose of yours.
Yeah. Ooh, awoke. Oh, wow.
It's baseball writers all over the place. I don't know what started this trend. It's all over the place. It's an epidemic of. Teams awoke with
they
such
awoke
and such
with
stat.
This. Yeah, that stat.
They never tell you exactly what the stat is. No. They tell you how many people were above or below you when you awoke.
They allow
the reader to do the math.
They hand you a Sudoku to figure out what the stat is that they're saying there. So at any rate, the Astros lose yesterday. They are now, as of last night when I checked, 3.5 back of Seattle. So we still get our narrative that I wanted going into this series, Seth, against Seattle this weekend, where, hey, Astros could walk out in first place. They could awake on Monday morning in first place. Mathematically right now, they sweep the Mariners at home this weekend.
You said it wrong. They awoke that morning with four teams below them in the standings.
Oh,
you can't just make it simple.
Sorry,
you have to say they awoke resting somewhere between 0 and 5, but 4 were ranked from 2 to 5.
Yep.
Yes.
So Seattle comes to town this week. It's good to get out of Tampa for sure. And when watching these home runs just kind of drift out of the ballpark, let's get out of here. So they got a 10-game homestand coming up, which we'll talk about. They've got a real opportunity here, just not Seattle so much. Like, Seattle's a good baseball team. This should be a fun series. It's Star Wars weekend for those who are into Star Wars. I'm one of those people. So there's that. But after that, they play the A's for 2 games. They have Tampa coming back here for 4. They have a 10-game homestand coming up. And starting with that A's 2-game series, they play a 25-game stretch in the month of June, mostly the month of June, where there's not a lot of hard teams on there. Like, the best teams in that stretch are teams like Cleveland and Minnesota that are a game above them in the wild card standings right now. There's no killers on there. So maybe they can make some hay, but it's going to be awfully hard to do if they keep losing one pitcher each week to elbow problems.
It's bad, man. It's bad. So Ronel Blanco with elbow discomfort, we know what that means. 17
it's
weeks from now, we'll get news from the Astros that, Blanco had UCL surgery a month ago, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you that I'm not optimistic about elbow discomfort.
No.
Wisniewski recently of elbow discomfort, and now Blanco.
Well, it's funny because of the pitchers that have been, the ones on the radar here, the ones at the major league level or prominent prospects, whatever, for the Astros over the last few years, going back to 2022, that have had news of elbow discomfort that has ended in Tommy John surgery. If indeed it goes that way for Blanco, which I have no reason to believe it won't based on history, that's Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy at about this time in 2023. Christian Javier midway through last season. And then this season, within a week of each other, Hayden Wisniewski and Ronel Blanco, your number 4 and 5 starters coming into the season. Wisniewski is now out for sure with Tommy John. Ronel Blanco, I'm not optimistic about this. Ironically, the only one of these elbow guys, because J.P. France is a shoulder that's keeping him out. Ironically, the only one of these elbow guys over the last 3 years or so that hasn't needed Tommy John, technically has not needed Tommy John, is Lance McCullers, who had already had Tommy John, and whatever he had kept him out for 2.5 years.
And so the question is, all right, do the Astros have a specific Tommy John injury, UCL, torn UCL.
Is the organization doing something?
There's fewer than 30 a year in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, that could be random chance that you just had really bad luck and you've had, you've had more than one a year here in the last few years. It could just be random bad luck. So I don't want to lean too hard into that other than that, man, the Astros do a lot of things differently on the pitching front in terms of their training and how they evaluate things, so maybe there is something to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Well, it could be, and I, with every one of these guys, it feels like, with every one of them, going back to 2023, and this is, with every single one of these guys, I feel like you and I said at one point, whether it was you and I making the observation or reading somebody who made the observation, was that, hey, these guys are all creeping up to innings workloads that they've never had before.
Yeah.
And it may just be something as simple as that. Like, Christian Javier had never pitched as many innings as he had in a season before. And the arm's just not used to, and it gives way. I have no idea. All I know for the 2025 season, this is bad. You nailed it. Like, that's just that's the observation here. Like, your starting rotation coming into the season was Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrighetti, Ronel Blanco, and Hayden Wisniewski. One of those guys is out for the year with Tommy John surgery. One of them just got flown back to Houston with elbow surgery. One of them has a broken bone in his hand that seems to be taking a really long time to heal, and he's going to need a few rehab starts.
Yeah.
So now you're down to basically Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and whatever version of Lance McCullers this is, and this express train going back and forth from Sugar Land to Houston for the next however many weeks. Like, I don't know. I mean, they're... At this point, I'm feeling like if they're hanging around in this race, we're going to see another trade again at some point here.
Yeah, I know. At some point, the Astros have done a great job bringing these young guys up. But at some point, Brandon Walter and like the other smattering of the guy. Oh, there's a guy down in Double A right now. How do you pronounce his name? Ulioga or something?
Okay.
This is who we're talking about. So. Like, not all of them are going to end up being future Cy Youngs.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it. Text message, people weighing in early here. Maybe the MRI machine the Astros use has a fault in it where it looks like it shows damage to the elbow. In reality, it's just an error. I hope that
be a fun scenario, except that they do go in to repair it. Then we get into like, wait a second. Doctor's going in and seeing that it's not a torn UCL, but he's still doing the surgery.
Yeah.
What the hell,
bro? He's like, well, I'm getting paid. I'm in here. I may as well put this cadaver tendon in here.
I wonder if they do the old way of, you know, you get these stories about how high school pitchers are getting them preemptively.
Yeah.
Because you're bound to get one at some point, or there's a really good chance you're going to get one at some point, and some people think that it might actually help increase your velocity.
Yeah.
So that, maybe the Astros just need to start going for guys specifically who have already had a UCL.
You and I were thinking the exact same thing right there. I'm like, we were joking, like, hey, as long as the doctor's in there, let's put this cadaver tendon in there. Has that taken off, that phenomenon you're talking about?
I doubt it. Yeah. I doubt it. It seems like a murky ethical area, doesn't it?
Big time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that there aren't doctors that are willing to push the envelope when it comes to sports medicine. But
especially
still.
If the kid doesn't want to do it, but the parent is like, no.
Yeah.
You got a lot of talent. You're going to get this cadaver.
We're going to fix you up good.
Right.
Daddy doesn't have a retirement plan.
Oh, my God.
the big thing, the one thing the Astros have been doing over the last couple of years that I thought was interesting was that, you know, there's been an effort to, you know, add a change up to guys' repertoires, not focus as much on the fastball.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the average fastball velocity was 88 miles per hour in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. 2008, it was up to 90.5. In 2024, the average fastball velocity was 94 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So guys are just out there. There's multiple reasons and theories about it, but like one big factor is guys are out there redlining it for six innings, just throwing way harder than they did back in the day.
Yeah.
And throwing a baseball is not, it's not a natural human body motion.
We were not meant to do this. And say, you know, 7-foot people were not meant to run around on hardwood for 82 games a year. That's why there's foot injuries all the time. Yeah, like the human body was not meant to hurl itself at other humans on a gridiron every Sunday.
Not as often as they do. Yeah, that was like a once. That was like a once come harvest time when you got to go raid the other village or something.
Yeah,
that's it because because your crop wasn't as good as you thought
like
it would
the
be.
only sport we're probably made to do is like swimming or something like that. You know, like all this stuff where we're overusing or hard contact. We weren't meant to do that, but it's fun. It's fun, and we wouldn't have a job if it weren't for these
things. Sports has turned us into the German shepherds of the human world, where we've been overbred into just being. We've gotten ourselves in a situation where we've all got hip dysplasia.
So true. All right, so not a great day yesterday.
Plus we like to eat a lot of processed food.
For the Astros, I love that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Headlines coming up a little later. There's a huge comeback in the NBA last night that we've got. It couldn't have happened to a nicer fan base. We'll get to that later in the show. We got the vote yesterday. To the surprise of odds makers and many out there in the NFL, the tush push lives. What side were the Texans on in this vote yesterday? We will have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.